God help you all, because I, host Courtiers, is back! Anyways, if you're still listening to this, or if you happen to stumble onto this, I'm Jefferson, but refer to me as Courtiers, because there's another Jefferson on the internet. Damn you, otaku generation. Anyways, very, very unorganized, and this just proves that maybe I do need to record in front of my computer. Anyways, I was just recording outside because I need to get out and I need some exercise. Next time I'll try to be more organized and I will have figured everything out. And here's basically me unedited, and this just proves that I need editing. I'm just kind of putting it all together. I'm just wanting to see what it would be like if I tried to go unedited. And it's going to end up terrible, people. Sorry. Anyways, just pray to God that you don't die or whoever's nearby doesn't die. And here's the show. Alright, today I'm going to try something a little bit different. I'm going to record on my MP3 player. Because I figured I may as well not stay inside, because the sun is out and the snow is melting and tree limbs have to be cut. That recent ice storm, some tree limbs fell out in my backyard, so I better cut them. You're going to hear some background noise, so I'm sorry to deal with it. Anyways, today, this is going to be annoying, because we don't have a chainsaw, we don't have a hatchet or an axe. But we do have a crowbar, and after playing many hours of Half-Life 2, I realized a crowbar is a pretty good weapon. And then, when I saw we had no axe or no chainsaw, we do have a shovel though, I figured I'm gonna use this crowbar to cut up some limbs. First off, I'm just gonna move on this one. Anyways, today I'm gonna talk about the 1964 movie Last Man on Earth, starring Prince, I believe. No color, so it's old black and white movie, but it's still fine. No one owns the rights for that movie, so it's on public domain right now. You can go watch it on YouTube, just like about everything else. You can go watch on YouTube. The setting, since it's based off the book I Am Legend, I'm going to bring in the recent movie I Am Legend with Will Smith in it. I'm going to kind of compare the two. I really like the new movie. Of course, I can't really say anything about the book or how good an adaptation of the book it was. I don't really care. Last Man on Earth and I Am Legend goes back to kind of brings a question up of, what do you do? I'm the last man on Earth. So, because a virus has come out. In the new movie with Will Smith, a virus that's supposed to cure cancer. And it is praised. But then something goes terribly wrong. They all turn into these zombie vampires. But don't call them zombies, because they're not. As we all know, a zombie is slow and stupid. These zombies are fast. On the old 1964 movie, the zombies were pretty much slow and stupid, much like a regular zombie, but they talked, so they're more vampires than zombies. So at least I'll give the movie that. It didn't just be stupid and just call them zombies. The old movie has a really nice, the first part of it and like the middle part of it is really nice, but the end, it just kind of comes to an end. And even in the new movie, 2007 movie, with Will Smith, I Am Legend, it just kind of ends. I went to it on, it was the second night after opening night, and a lot of people were in the theater, and then right as the movie ended, people said, "That's it?" Because it has, some of the most out-of-nowhere endings. Kind of like the movie Last Man on Earth has out of nowhere ending just kind of comes. it's very much a hard movie to watch. It's very cathartic. It's not really something that's popcorn entertainment. It really brings out kind of the loneliest in humanity, and it's pretty hard to watch. There's so much despair and depression and anxiety and loneliness. The most part, the old movie, it really caught loneliness a lot. It got that because there's a dog. It just kind of comes out later in the movie. He's like, hey, look, it's a dog. I'm not alone. And then the dog dies. And that's hard as hell. And in the new movie, the dog's been there from the start, and he talks to the dog, and there's a lot of funny stuff going on. And there's a lot of funny lines like, eat your vegetables, which was in the commercials. And in this movie, you feel more attached to the dog. In the old movie, the dog kind of appears, and then it dies, and the guy is miserable. In this, the dog dies, the dog's been there, and then it's miserable. And then the dog dies, and then the protagonist, your main character, is miserable. One thing I'd like to note is that about the zombies. Oh shit, I'm not gonna talk about that. Anyways, Last Man on Earth is entertaining, is a good movie, but, well, then again, it may not be such a great movie because it's fun to watch for all the wrong reasons. That's like I said, it's very hard to watch. I don't see why more people don't like it. The old movie, well, I guess the biggest difference between this movie and the old movie is that the old movie, Last Man on Earth, what I think is, it's a lot cooler. It has some very, very cool lines. And this movie, it has some, but I think this movie revolves a lot more around, well, I think this movie is a lot more dramatic than Last Man on Earth. Yeah. It is a lot more dramatic. But I'll just tell you right now the end, because I don't really care. I think it's still a good movie, and still fun to watch, except for the last third of the movie or so. The end just kind of comes at you, and in the end, Last Man on Earth, the guy screams, "Hew!" while he's getting killed by the Nazi colony, which is still pretty cool. Those guys are fun. He just screams out, you mutated fools! I am the last man!" And this one, and in the 2007 movie, Will Smith just says to the lady who he meets, "I'm listening." And then he proceeds to lock him up in a chimney thing. And then he grabs a bomb. Well, he grabs for a grenade. And then when the lead zombie breaks through the glass, he throws himself at the lead zombie. And then out of nowhere, there's this totally unrealistic explosion. Yeah, it's very fun. I think it's funny. Depending on who you're around, if you watch it with people, you may find a 2007 movie to be more of a comedy than a drama. I found it to be fairly funny. There's some very, very funny parts, but even so, I think that was kind of an unintentional funny moments. Yeah. The thing that really drew me to, of course, I was sucked in by the trailer. The trailer, I think, really just kind of makes you want to watch it because it doesn't really give up much. Not like a lot of trailers these days. Like, I watched that new Braveheart trailer, and I'm like, that's the whole bloody movie. That's like giving away everything. What's the point? I don't really think the trailer's too misleading, but it is a little bit. This Last Man on Earth, Vincent Prince, he's not very active, and he's seen that struggling doing a lot of the more physical activities. Will Smith, being Will Smith, the muscular black man he is, who is totally handsome, and we have to see his muscles, because we have to justify reason to watch it, so why not watch Will Smith's abs, and Will Smith working out? And he is a lot more physical, and there is a lot more action in this. Like, the first scene, like, the first part, he's hunting deer in a Mustang. What is more awesome than that? You go out one day, you get in your Mustang, and you take out your M16 or whatever gun it is. I'm not a real gun otaku. You just take it out. You're going for a cruise with your dog, and your dog sticks his head out, smells something. It's like, oh, dinner. You bring out your gun, and then you start chasing deer. What is not awesome about that? I wish that more movies could show people hunting from Mustangs. If only, if only. Yeah. A friend told me that the movie was going to be terrible. I don't think it's terrible. The new 2007 movie, I Am Legend, I don't think it's terrible, but I sure as hell don't think it's twice as cool, any bit as cool as the old 1964 Last Man on Earth with Vincent Prince. It is so cool, beyond belief. One major qualm I have about the movie is that it doesn't really transition well. Well, the new movie doesn't really transition as well. I mean, in the old movie, they had the transition of kind of, ooh, it's a dream. In this movie, they show the main character drifting off into sleep. But it doesn't, like, you're seeing him in a bathtub, and then all of a sudden, it doesn't say, like, 2 years ago or anything. It just kind of shows you. That's one thing. I was like, what? What's going on? He's in the military? What? Yeah, yeah. So, the movie, it doesn't really have a lot of characters, and there's not too much dialogue. There's some inner, what's that called? You get to see some internal dialogue from the character. There's a lot more internal dialogue in the 1960s, in the Last Man on Earth, but there's not as much in this, since he does talk to the dog, and then he loses the dog. Finally, I remembered. In Last Man on Earth, you see, for the majority of the movie, the main characters are alone, and they don't really have another human to talk to. In Last Man on Earth, when he finally meets someone, it's this lady who he finds following her, and it's pretty suspicious, because in any other movie, it would be a great, great comedy. Like, he just kind of grabs her, and then throws her down, and is all, and it doesn't really look right, but in this movie, you can kind of understand. In any other movie, that would be really, really either creepy or funny. And in this one, the new 2004 movie with Will Smith, he is rescued by the lady after nearly dying from a zombie assault. And of course, the lady has a kid in this one, but last time, it turns out that the lady is really from this colony in the old movie. In the old movie, yeah, she's from the colony, and she just kind of takes him home, and then it's a conspiracy to kill him, because what the character in the old, in Last Man on Earth, what he would do is, during the day, he would walk, known as the walker, of course, and he would walk the cities and hunt down where zombies were, and then in the old-fashioned vampire movies, he'd find them sleeping, and then he'd put a stake in their heart so that they can't regenerate. In this movie, the guy just kind of goes, in the new 2007 movie now, Will Smith goes around hunting for deer, and then if he finds a zombie nest, he'll take a zombie back if he doesn't already have one for sample so that he could test out the cure. In this one, the main character, there was already a new colony established, and of course the main character doesn't know about it, and they had already found a cure that'll work for a while. It won't work forever, but it'll work for a while. So they keep having to retake the cure. And so this new colony forms out of this. And then the main character, who for some reason is immune, he doesn't really say anything about why he is immune until the end. But this one, they don't, of course, the new colony, now they perceive him as a threat, and they get very angry because the zombies he were, the supposed zombie vampires he had been killing during the day were actually regular people who had the cure already. And in the old movie, when he realized that, the main character got very upset. He was very, oh man, I can't believe I killed regular people. And in this movie, he never really acknowledges the fact that in the new 2007 movie, Will Smith never, I forgot his name already, but the main character never acknowledges that never acknowledges them as human. He clearly says that they have devolved, social de-evolution, blah blah blah, when clearly, I guess you could say they were hinting towards that, oh, they do have a bit of humanity, but they never, the main protagonist never says, I can't believe I killed people, I can't believe I did that. But in the old movie, there is a sense of, I can't believe I killed humans. In the old movie, the cure, right at the end, he found the cure, he's all like, okay, so now this chick who's a zombie and gonna turn into a zombie, I'm gonna try this. He pumps out his blood into her blood, and it turns out that his blood was the cure. She's all like, I have the cure! I have the cure! And then it's too late, because the Nazi colony, yeah, I think they're just like Nazis, who strike with military precision at the zombies, come in and they're gonna go for the kill, and there's a battle scene, and he's running and constantly running and hiding and yada yada yada. And then he finally runs to a church, and then he gets shot and killed. Dr. Morgan. Yeah. It's a pretty fun ending. Finally came out. The tree. Now it's time to break it. Ah. This is so fun. Just breaking up tree limbs with the crowbar. Yeah. So overall, I say both movies should be watched, and both are very good, except for the last third. The first two thirds of the movie is very good, but the ending just kind of happens. That's a pretty disappointing thing. Yeah. And I guess, if anything, I prefer people, it'd probably be best for people to watch the new movie and then watch the old movie. Because in the old movie, they go into a little bit more depth about what is going on and how you can prevent them. And in the old movie, a thing I really like is that the zombies know where he lived. The zombies aren't superhuman or whatever, they're just dead people walking who happen to talk every now and then. Well, not zombies, vampires. And they know where he lives, and they keep constantly trying to break into his house. They're like, Dr. Morgan, we're gonna kill you! And it's so cool, because the guy just totally blows it off, and then he sits there listening to his records and going to sleep. It would have been awesome if he just got out some alcohol and just started going crazy and party. We're gonna have a party while zombies are trying to break into our house. But he's at peace, and this movie is like, oh crap. Oh no, the zombies know where I live. That's a bad thing. Yeah, that's... Even so, I think, like I said, the new movies has a lot more action, and it sacrifices a lot of the cool factors of the old movie, but it's still a fun movie to watch, and it's still, what it sacrifices in the coolness factor, it makes up for in dramatic factor. And it has a lot more comedy, like, on this one scene, there's a dummy, okay? The main character, Doc, puts up some dummies around the city, and then he sees one of the dummies where it had supposedly moved on its own, and he's all like, Turmoil! You're fake! And then, this is a great movie, a moment of comedy, and like, he shoots it, and then it's all like, God, you weren't real! He gets all upset for shooting a dummy. That was pretty. That was a funny scene. Anyways, I guess, now with this crappy, random review, because I'm just doing it outside while working on my yard. And, random review. I guess the random review is over. And, expect some more later, with maybe some news.
There you have it. That's me live, and that's about as good as it gets. Let's see. I guess for more show notes, like, probably non-existent show notes, go to guru.blogspot.com for more information, links, etc., etc. And for feedback, comments, or questions relating to the show, email me at oceanmonsterotaku@gmail.com. Anyways, have a nice day!